Hi, thanks for calling customer care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Hi, Felicia. I was just talking to Damien. I stated to Damien that I saw the charge for $67.32 on my account. So I reached out to my fraud department with my bank, letting them know that I had a charge that I did not approve of. I didn't even know where it come from until I went back into my emails to see where it was. I had did a $5.74 charge for like a little pot set or something. But then it ended up charging me for, I guess, a monthly fee. But I didn't approve that. I thought that the little set was free or whatever. So once I spoke to them, they said they couldn't do nothing because the charge was pending. I need to call the merchant. So that's what I did. So I'm telling him that I either need a refund or I'm going to have to file this as fraudulent. He said he couldn't give me a refund because he said I stated that I filed a fraud dispute. I didn't file a fraud dispute. I only talked to the department, excuse me, because I saw the charge.
Hey, verify your first and last name and address for me.
It's Kakendra Logwood. Address is 7770 Piper's Lane, San Antonio, Texas, 78251.
Okay. So I do see where you put the order through for the cookware. And I'm not sure if you read over the insurance, Ms. Logwood, but it is a monthly membership on that.
See, what I wasn't aware of, the monthly membership. I wouldn't have even signed up or did the little thing had I known there was a monthly membership. I didn't want it. I just saw that, ooh, I could win a free cookware if I paid the shipping. So that's what I did. So I did, like I'm telling you, I know I paid for the shipping. It was like $5.74. What I didn't agree to was the monthly thing because I wasn't aware of it.
Okay, you might not have read over the terms where it was explained that it will also charge you that monthly membership. And you said your bank...
What I'm saying, I wouldn't have even did it had I known that. That's what I'm saying. So I want, whatever it is, I want to cancel it because I don't want no monthly, nothing coming out of my account.
Okay, we can go ahead and make sure that everything is canceled out so that you're not charged anything further. And you said that your bank has already opened a dispute for you?
They did not open a dispute because the charge is pending. They can't do nothing for me. So that's why I had to call back. And to be honest, I didn't even know who to call because I don't know if you know, but on a statement, it didn't give the full number. So I had to actually go back and find, you know, where I made that $5 payment just to even get you guys' number.
Okay, we are actually a call center. We handle the billing for this company that you ordered through.
Yeah, that's why I said I didn't even know until Mr. Damien was like, "We a third party, whomever." I said, "Okay." He said they you guys handle hundreds of whatevers, and I was like, "Okay," but I didn't. That's why I said I didn't even know because I'm like, "What the hell is secret electronic import?" Had no clue what it is, so that's what made me call my bank, and they was just like. It's pending. See if you can get in touch with the merchant. But I'm thinking the merchant would have been, I think the little thing said it was from Kohl's. So I tried to reach out to Kohl's, but it wasn't on them.
Okay, now the company that you ordered through, they typically have a no refund, but I can earn a 50% courtesy credit back to that charge.
Ma'am. Y'all took because I can't even say y'all, whomever, took $67 out of my account that I did not approve.
Let me see if I can get an authorization. Do you mind holding for me, Ms. Lockwood?
I don't.
One moment, please, ma'am. Okay, thank you so very much for holding for me.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I went ahead and got the authorization to reverse the transaction for you. So you'll receive a refund for the $67.32 back to your account within the next 3 to 5 business days. And okay. this account has been terminated so that you're not charged anything further going forward. And is there anything else that I can do for you today?
Let me ask you this question. So that would also, that should also terminate the $5.74, correct? Because I
now
won't receive
the
item. The
$5.74 was for the entry into the sweepstake offer. So that has already been entered in. So I cannot reverse the $5.74, but I was able to get that $67.32 fully credited back for you.
Okay, so will I be receiving the item since I paid for the shipping? It wasn't for an entry. It was to pay for the shipping for the free item.
If you go back online, read back through those terms and conditions, Ms. Lockwood, it's for an entry, and then if you're selected, they'll notify you with your delivery confirmation.
Okay, okay. So I basically just lost the $5.04. Okay,
no,
but they are
going to you're entering into that offer, so that's still valid. So that you still have a chance to get that out to you. So you're still entering into the drawing, and if they select you, which they have quite a few drawings each day, so you still eligible to win that if you're selected.
To win that, okay, that's fine. But they did give me my full credit back, correct?
Yes, that refund will be credited back to the card on file for $67.32.
Thank you. I appreciate your assistance.
You're welcome. Is there anything else for you today?
No, ma'am.
Okay, just let your bank know that refund will be credited back within 3 to 5 business days.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Thanks for calling customer care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.